It wasn't a typical win, but one they needed. The Ontario Hockey League's top-scoring team, the Sioux Greyhounds, skated to a narrow 2-0 win over the Sarnia Sting on Sunday afternoon at Progressive Auto Sales Arena in Sarnia. It was a game in which they outshot their opponent 34-20 but led just 1-0 heading into the final minute of regulation time. "It definitely is big," said Greyhounds coach John Dean. "We definitely slayed a dragon that we needed to slay, which is win a 1-0 game and stick to your structure for 60 minutes. A lot of times we would have deviated, and tonight the guys get to see a reward for playing 60 full minutes in a tight 1-0 game and not giving up too much on the other side trying to go within their own game plan." Overage forward Ty Cartai called winning a low-scoring game a great lesson for us. The win also took on some added importance as the team wrapped up its three-game road trip on a high note after struggling in losses to Erie on Thursday night and Kitchener on Friday. "The thing that makes me happy is, we played a pretty sounds first period and we didn't get rewarded for it, and a lot of times in other games, we tend to deviate in the second period," Dean said. "Today we stuck with it. We had a lot of opportunities to build on our lead in the second period. It was nice to see us progress from the first 20 to the next 20 to the next 20. Cartai called the game a huge win. Rookie goaltender Samuel Ivanov picked up the shutout for the Greyhounds. "It feels amazing," Ivanov said. "I felt very calm and confident," the rookie netminder said. Ivanov admitted to struggling of late and feeling like he's starting to get out of it, and today proved that. "I'm so happy for Sammy," Dean said. "He made some big saves when he needed to. He stepped up big time in the third period. In the first period he made a breakaway save that could have changed the game. I'm happy with the way we played defensively, but Sammy still needed to step up when we needed him, and he did that." After a scoreless opening period, Cartai opened the scoring for the Greyhounds in the slot after trading passes with Rory Cairns and finding him open in the slot with an open Sarnia net. "It was a nice give and go and a really good find by him," Cartai said of the goal. "It was a wide open net and I just had to put it in." The goal was the 18th of the season for Cartai, who was asked of playing with some of the playmakers on the Greyhounds roster this season. "Those guys are amazing players and amazing playmakers," Cartai said of playing with players like Cairns and Tanner Dickinson. Overage defenseman Robert Kalisti sealed the win with an empty net goal in the final seconds of regulation time with the Greyhounds shorthanded. Cairns also picked up an assist on that goal, giving the veteran 2 points in the win. Sarnia goaltender Benjamin Gaudreau made 32 saves in the loss. The win improves the Greyhounds' record to 1-2-9-0-0, holds a 3-point lead over the Saginaw Spirit atop the West Division standings. Sarnia falls to 8-8-3-0 with the loss and sits in a three-way tie in the West Division with the Windsor Spitfires and Flint Firebirds. All three clubs have 19 points. The Greyhounds return to action on Wednesday night in the opening game of a three-game homestand. The team will host the Sudbury Wolves in a 7:07 p.m. start at the GFL Memorial Gardens. The remainder of the homestand sees the Greyhounds host the Guelph Storm on Friday before wrapping up the weekend against the Saginaw Spirit on Sunday afternoon.